In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
6:37, and on Fridays, our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us for All Over the Map, which is a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And this week, the forgotten origins and anniversary of a monument to the very first ascent of Mount Rainier. Felix?
Morning, Dave. Yeah, it's so nice to see Mount Rainier covered in snow once again after that very disturbing snow-free look it went with for most of the past few months. Now, about 10 days ago, I saw some photos on social media of a stone monument on the mountain along the Skyline Trail, not far from Paradise. It commemorates the first time human reached the summit back in August 1870. I'd never seen or heard of it before, so I reached out to David Winfrey, who'd posted them, and we have those photos of My Northwest. Winfrey found the monument pretty moving, especially the setting, and so I did a little research, and the backstory's pretty cool. It's a big bench made of stones that were gathered nearby and held together with concrete. A few of the stones are engraved with the names of the first two climbers. That's Philemon Beecher Van Trump and Hazard Stevens, son of the first territorial governor Isaac Stevens, by the way. It also mentions the indigenous man Sluiskin, who guided Van Trump and Stevens on their climb and tried to talk them out of it because it was so dangerous. The monument is in the spot where Sluiskin waited, kind of a base camp, while the two climbers made the summit, and Sluiskin Falls is nearby too. Now, the park held a 48th anniversary event for the first climb back in August 1918, and Hazard Stevens was there. He was in his late 70s. Van Trump and Sluiskin had already passed away. And Stevens took a walk to go admire the glacier named after him, and he pointed out to someone the campsite where Sluiskin had waited for the two. And somebody had the bright idea to mark the spot with stones, and they built a cairn right then and there. Mm-hmm. And then Hazard Stevens died about 7 weeks later. And by the next summer, those two famous local outdoor clubs, Seattle's Mountaineers and Portland's Mazamas, they decided to build the monument, and plans were to dedicate it by the 49th anniversary in August 1919, but there were delays getting permission from the park. Red tape even in 1919. Finally, on September 22nd, 1921, that's 100 years ago this past Wednesday, the stone bench was dedicated. And UW Professor Edmund Meany was there. He was president of the Mountaineers. He's a famous local historian and author. And he was an old friend of Hazard Stevens. He'd written a poem for the 1918 event, which he read again in 1921. But my favorite line from Meany's remarks 100 years ago aren't from the poem. It is poetic, though, and pretty prescient. Meany said this: "These ceremonies will soon be forgotten, but this monument will endure." And sure enough, here we are 100 years later, uncovering the backstory, which hasn't been shared for a very long time. I want to thank David Winfrey for sharing his photos, which we do have in My Northwest. And Christina Ciari of the Mountaineers, she tracked down this annual report from 1921, which had all these details, and this great old photo, which we also have at My Northwest. So thanks for everybody's help for making the story come together. And 100 years ago this week, they marked that first climb of Mount Rainier.